This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One person texts us on the Oakwinard Jewelers Talk and Text line about this 464-pound Desmond Watson that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers signed as an undrafted free agent yesterday. Said, that's a lot of tush to push. Yeah, well, if you're going to do the tush push, you might want to have a 464-pound lineman to help you out with that. The Saints didn't draft anybody that big or assign any undrafted free agents that big, but they did bring in a haul of players to try and improve this black and gold roster. Mike Dettillier was there for every minute of the draft for us here on WWL. How are you still awake, Mike?
Yeah, I'm sort of used to it. I had somebody when we were doing it at Ralph say, man, you know, all these picks, and I was like, it ain't my first clam bake. I've been here before. So, yeah, it all works out.
Yeah. Well, we're glad that you did it and glad you were willing to get up before 6 o'clock this morning so that those folks who could not be there for every minute of it like you were can hear you to tell us how it went. Overall, how did the Saints do with the – paint with the wide brush right now. How did the Saints do in terms of the draft and after the draft?
Yeah, well, my thing about it is you're trying to get good football players to fill needs. That, you know, that's what the draft's all about. And it's about, for me, finding the right fit guys. Dave, a lot of times, when you look at how the draft is cut, I think there are probably five or six players in every draft class. No matter where they would end up, the production's the same. Everybody else is about fit. What's around you? The right offensive or defensive scheme, the right coaches. So I think that's the most critical part. I know in scouting now, this is 40 years for me, I would always, I do it generically. It's not for a specific team, but I would put a heavy emphasis on that, on what fits your team, what fits your locker room the best. Because you're not for everybody. A great example is look to Mario Davis. As great a player as he's been with the Saints, he didn't quite hit the high notes in Cleveland. He didn't quite hit the high notes with the Jets. And he comes here with the Saints. And all of a sudden, he's the guy. And so it's hard to explain, I guess, for some people, well, why he doesn't work out here, but he worked out somewhere else. A lot of it is all about fit and what's around you.
Yeah, and obviously coaching and teammates and so many other factors that go into it. And you look at guys over the years who were horribly undervalued in the draft, and of course Tom Brady leaps to the top of that list of the GOAT, the greatest quarterback of all time, and he was a late round draft pick who did not have all of the qualities that the scouts identified to be amazing. So you just never know who it is that is going to become an amazing player, not necessarily based on where they're drafted or when they're drafted.
I like to hear somebody's story when they get picked, and we're fortunate we get the draft choices, a few minutes right after they selected. And Danny Stutchman, the linebacker from Oklahoma, came on, and I asked him, what had happened, because I knew he was he grew up in Florida. How did he get to Oklahoma? They got a lot of schools in the state of Florida that could have recruited him. And he was point blank about it. Said, none of them offered me a scholarship. Florida State, Miami of Florida, University of Florida, none of them. And he said it was the COVID situation, and an Oklahoma assistant coach spotted him, recruited him heavily, and he leaves Florida to go to OU. Dave, he didn't have to tell me one other word. That lit his flame. I'm going to show them that they all made a mistake by passing me over.
There is value to a chip on a shoulder, no doubt about it.
Everybody's got it. Everybody's got one. And so that, I think that was a big part of it. And I could hear it in Stutzman's voice when he was going through that scenario of what happened to him in high school, that, you know, all the, you know, these three major schools in the state of Florida, they all passed on him, but goes to Oklahoma and he becomes a big time player there.
Danny Stutzman, linebacker from Oklahoma, just one of the players that the Saints drafted over the weekend. When we come back, we'll get Mike to break down his grade for the Saints, and we'll go through each player they drafted and then talk about the undrafted free agents they signed after the draft, guys who did not get picked up in the draft. We'll hear from Mike after this. You can text us your thoughts at 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Don't text and drive. Message and data rates apply. Right now, though, we got to check traffic. 625, Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker, along with Mike Dettillier, our WWL NFL analyst and co-host of Sports Talk and Draft Guru. All right, Mike, what grade overall do you give the Saints for this year's draft?
Well, I like to see them before I give them a grade, I'll be honest with you.
That's
not a grade giver. I'm not a grade giver right after the draft because it's roll of the dice to begin with. This was many, many years ago, but Bill Walsh told me something I'll never forget. He was the winner of the Pete Rozelle Award, Touchdown Club in New Orleans. And he was one of the best at picking players. And he said, the draft is no more than the educated guess. I've never heard anybody say it better. That's what it is. So
yeah, and history proves that that's true. You just never know. So many busts, so many booms, so many guys late that end up being amazing, early guys that just never pan out. So let's go through each pick. First round, Kelvin Banks Jr., offensive tackle from Texas.
When you envision him, you think of him as your starting left tackle for the next 10 to 12 years. He has started every game of his football career since he was a sophomore in high school at left tackle. 3 years at Texas, 18-year-old. He's starting at left tackle and has done it through that, really a wide-bodied player who is quick on his feet. There aren't a lot of human beings that big who's 6'5 and 3'10, 3'20 in that range, who can move his feet and is coordinated. And that's what you see in Kelvin Banks Jr., a well-coordinated big athlete who played last year. He had a lower body injury, but played through it. Tough guy, leader in the locker room. Personality-wise, and people that know him said, you know, he's just a quiet guy, workmanlike. Okay, I don't need to beat my chest and tell you how good I am. I just get you on the field and beat you up, and then I'll show you how good I am.
Speak with your talent.
And so with Banks, what your envision is that he will be your starting left tackle, a premium position.
This season.
And I don't want all this stuff, and I guess – coaches got to say what they got to say, but, you know, we're going to look at him at different spots. No, he's your left tackle. I don't like all this moving around here and there.
Well, the Saints, out of necessity, have had to move linemen around to positions they're not used to playing because they didn't have enough guys at each position. But you think Banks, he's always been a left tackle for the Saints. He'll be a left tackle. We got to move on because time is always short. Tyler Shuck. And it's going to confuse people because his last name is not spelled how it's pronounced, but quarterback out of Louisville.
Tyler Shuck is so funny. He came to Manning Passing Academy in that S-H-O-U-G-H, and then they had underneath it in parentheses Shuck. And everybody's staring because he was at Texas Tech at this time. It's not the Tyler Shuck that played the year at Louisville. And I got to talk to him for a few minutes there, and he told me a story, highly recruited quarterback from the Arizona high school ranks, goes to Oregon. What happens there? There's a guy by the name of Justin Herbert there. So he's watching. He ain't playing. You know, Herbert's the guy at Oregon and goes through a situation where he leaves there to go play at Texas Tech and then has two injuries, collarbone and a leg injury, broken bones both times. That's sort of bad luck more than anything else. And then goes to Louisville last year, really threw the football well. Tall guy, has a really strong arm, accurate. And for his first year as a full-time starter, I was impressed with his poise, his ability to spot that open man downfield, and he can gun it. I mean, he's got a rifle behind there. He fell into the second round for one reason, his age.
Yeah, he's 7 years in college.
Yeah, and so that for some teams will put you a little red mark, but he's going to compete to be the starting quarterback on this football team.
Right, and that's what I'm going to ask you when we come back after the news. Who will be the Saints' starting quarterback? We'll get Mike to answer that and go through the rest of the picks. Also touch on the undrafted picks that they were able to bring into the fold after the news here on WWL. What's your favorite cut of steak? One person texts us, says most steak eaters are not going to turn down a good filet mignon, but a good ribeye is the perfect mix of meat and fat. Somebody else says prime rib. Somebody else texts porterhouse. Somebody else wants a tender steak. Somebody says, Dave, ribeye steak all day long. And then there's this text at 504-260-1870. My favorite cut of steak is the steak in front of me. Talking with Mike Dettillier, our WWL NFL analyst and draft guru. Mike, got a favorite steak?
Ribeye.
Medium rare?
Medium for me, I'll take that ribeye.
All right. I like a medium rare sirloin myself. I know it's odd, but I just like the meaty, irony flavor of it all. Talking about meat, the Saints have added a whole bunch of meat to their lineup in the draft. We were talking about Tyler Shough, oddly spelled S-H-O-U-G-H, the quarterback out of Louisville, the oldest player taken in the draft, the only player this year who was born before the year 2000 who was drafted. So he's a little more mature. And I was going to ask you, is he our starting quarterback day one for the New Orleans Saints? Or who, if not, who will it be?
Man, that's a really good guess. But, you know, with me, and I have no idea what's happening with the Derek Carr situation, but just a gut feeling, we've probably seen the last of Derek Carr in a Saints uniform. And Tyler Shough got a damn good chance to be the starting quarterback, if that's the case.
If you were making the call, is that, do you think, the route you'd go? Now, we haven't seen him play in an NFL scheme. We haven't seen him in even rookie minicamp or any practices. But knowing what we know right now, that's the best guess, huh?
Yeah, because, you know, again, you have no idea of what's happening with Derek Carr. But every indication this offseason has shown you he doesn't want to be here. I mean, he didn't have to tell you. I mean, he's sort of showing you that he really doesn't want to be here in New Orleans. From moving his family back to California, he wasn't around for any of the Super Bowl preparation stuff. He has not been around for the, you know, workout kind of stuff that goes on in the off season. He's telling you he doesn't want to be here anymore. And I think, you know, he feels offended. I'd like to be offended for somebody to pay me $40 million to be a bridge quarterback for a year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we got to talk to Spencer Rattler during the Super Bowl. This guy was excited. He was pumped. He really thinks he can be a successful starter for the Saints. Does he have a shot at competing against Tyler Shough for that starting role?
Yeah, I think it would be between those two guys. Now, if Carr can't play or doesn't want to play here, whatever the reason, then you're going to have to go out and get a veteran quarterback. But I think it'll come down between Shough and Spencer Rattler for your starting quarterback spot.
All right, let's go through some of the other draft picks. Vernon Broughton, defensive tackle out of Texas, your thoughts?
Highly recruited defensive tackle. What I like about him as a big man, that he gives you great effort. You know, his forte is stopping the run. And the end there with the Saints is their new defensive line coach, Bo Davis, who after a year at LSU, he was at Texas. He knew all about Vernon. And so you got a lot of good insights from his former defensive line coach at the University of Texas. Saints have had difficulty stopping the run. He's a big man who can move really well, but you know, he knows his job. It's stopping the run, and he gives you a lot of effort. And sometimes with a big man up front, you don't see that consistently. You see it in Vernon Broughton.
Jonas Sanker, a safety out of Virginia.
Super smart guy, was heavily recruited by the Ivy League schools. And when you watch Virginia play, he's all over the field. Heat-seeking missile guy. Over 100 tackles 1 year, 98 the next. They played him close to the line of scrimmage, almost like another linebacker. And so you could see his open field tackling skills are very good. He needs a little bit of work at times because he'll try to guess in the passing game. And sometimes he misguesses is the best term to use, and he'll get beat that way. But smart, instinctive, always around the football, and he is a good open field tackler. But the way Virginia used him a lot, he was right smack down on the line of scrimmage, almost like a linebacker.
You know, I heard your interview with him.
He'll help you on special teams.
Yeah, I heard your interview with him over the weekend. And by the way, you can hear all those interviews at WWL.com. Really, really intelligent guy. Not only quarterback, I mean, not only football intelligent, but overall intelligent. Interesting one to watch. All right, we'll run down the rest of the picks with Mike after this. Check on traffic. All right, we're reviewing the draft with Mike Dettillier. Mike, let's do a quick lightning round, just real quick thoughts on the rest of the draft picks. Quincy Riley, cornerback out of Louisville.
Super quick. Actually visited New Orleans. He was in the Junior Olympics, former track sprinter. I think he'll be a slot cover corner coming in, and he can also help you in the return game as a punt kick return man.
Devin Neal, running back out of Kansas.
Highly recruited high school kid who decided to stay home, played at Kansas. He was a one-man show on offense. When you play Kansas, you better stop Devin. He is the school record holder in touchdowns and rushing yards. Kansas produced two Pro Football Hall of Famers in Gale Sayers and John Riggins. Goes to show what type of production Devin Neal had at Kansas.
Maliki Matava, hard for me to say, but the tight end out of UCLA.
Maliki, first time I saw him, played in the Polynesian Bowl. He's from Nevada, goes to Oregon. Didn't quite work out for him there. Transfers to UCLA. Last year he led the team in receptions. Big, tall, rangy pass catcher. He's physically filled out his body a little bit better to help out in the running game, but you know what he can do. He can catch the football.
Fadel Diggs, defensive lineman from Syracuse.
Fadel Diggs is a guy that was the Gatorade Player of the Year in New Jersey. He leaves Jersey to sign with Texas A&M, and he was a solid player at A&M, team captain there. And in his final year, decides, you know what, I'm going back home. Goes play at Syracuse. Thing that jumps out about me with Diggs is his initial step off the snap is really fast, and he can run. So with Bo Davis there, I think you got a chance here to be part of the rotation as an edge pass rusher.
Sounds like the Saints have picked up some talent in the draft, and then afterwards they signed some guys. Anyone you want to highlight in the undrafted free agent acquisitions?
The punter from Alabama. I thought that Crenshaw from Florida was the best punter. He got drafted. But the punter from Alabama, man, he can pop it. And he does a nice job of directional punting. And I always kind of look at the punting situation. You're not punting out in Utah, Nevada, or California where the air is sort of light to kick it. And punt the ball in Gainesville Florida or Tuscaloosa, Alabama in September and October and tell me the light, the air is light.
Yeah, you can't walk and through that air, let alone kick
that.
Through it. Yeah. All right.
And so that's the guy. I really like him, man. He can pop it. And so you're all about field position.
Right,
and
yeah, I was
just
saying, if the field position game is where it's at, then it's great to have one of the best punters available. Shedeur Sanders, boom or bust, taken in the fifth round by the Browns.
Well, he should be motivated, and he got a great opportunity in Cleveland. That's not much in front of him other than the old vet himself, Joe Flacco. So he's got a shot there. And, again, this is about opportunity. And take advantage of that opportunity. And the NFL is always about showcase. You got a chance to showcase your skills now at the highest level of football.
All right, so I guess we'll wait and see. Bobby did tell you on the air Friday that he ran a faster 40 than Sanders did, so that's kind of interesting.
He told me that about eight times. Yeah, I heard that.
Thanks. We'll talk to you at 4 o'clock with Second Guess.